Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Presidential election will take place on the 11th of November, and at present there are only two candidates who have officially declared their intentions. So we've Donegal businessman Peter Casey and the MMA fighter, or former MMA fighter I should say, Conor McGregor. They've both said they plan to contest the race, although neither have secured the necessary nominations. Harry McGee of the Irish Times has been writing that there's a phony war underway between the political parties, and their lack of preparation could mean that they might just be leaving it too late to declare. And Harry is with me now in the studio. Hello, Harry.
Hi, Claire.
This is interesting, this moment. We're in June now, and we just see that there's hesitation coming from the big parties, really, in putting somebody forward.
Yeah, it's very late for only two candidates or prospective candidates to have named themselves. So I had to look back at previous presidential elections, and for example, in 1990, when Mary Robinson made her breakthrough, her candidature was announced in January, so she had ample time to prepare. Mm-hmm. But then her two rivals, Austin Currie and Brian Lanahan, were more kind of traditional, and they weren't announced until September. So it has varied between election and election. In 1997, for example, the election that Mary McAleese won, most of the candidates didn't really declare until late August or early September. That changed again in 2011, when we had a lot of the candidates, including David Norris, declaring very early indeed and running campaigns 8 or 9 months out. So the election this year is quite different because none of the parties have really declared their mm-hmm. intentions. We know that Fine Gael will run a candidate, and that candidate will probably be Mairead McGuinness, and she will probably be the front runner. She actually was. She contested the nomination process for Fine Gael in 2011, but was beaten by Gay Mitchell. And I think Fine Gael admitted afterwards that was probably a strategic mistake on their part, that as a candidate she probably would have fared better than Gay Mitchell. And given Michael D. Higgins a run for his money, Gay Mitchell didn't do particularly well in that election. Fianna Fáil are in the horns of a dilemma in relation to what their strategy will be. There are a number of names that have been mentioned: Bertie Ahern, Mary Hannafin and Cynthia Nuirku. But there has been no declaration from the party.
And did someone say to you, a Minister of State, that there's nothing really in it for them, you know?
No, there isn't. And that's the difficulty, right. You know. And the battle, I mean, on an individual basis, I think there will be a reluctance on the part of some individuals, because it is a battle of attrition. And 2011 was a brutal campaign.
It gets very rough.
2018 was also bruising as well. So, I mean, any candidate who is brave enough or who has the temerity to stand will essentially be put through the ringer, mm-hmm. and their whole curriculum vitae and past life will be gone through in some detail, often to some embarrassment. And we saw that happening in the most spectacular fashion in 2011, when several candidates who were front runners early on, like David Norris and Mary Davis, were quickly discarded, and then others came to the fore.
So what sense are you getting from Fianna Fáil? Have they just not decided yet, or are they in or are they out?
When you talk to TDs and senators and officials in Fianna Fáil, they really haven't made up their mind yet. There is a debate within the party as to whether it should run a candidate at all. I was talking to the political strategist and communications expert Richard Moore, who represented Sean Gallagher in 2011, and he was saying the parties must take a decision. Are they going to indulge themselves in a very costly campaign that will cost €500,000 than to find themselves as also rans? But then there's a counter argument within Fianna Fáil that says it's the biggest party in the Dáil now, and it's almost incumbent mm-hmm. on it to run a candidate. It hasn't run a candidate since 1997, Mary McAleese, because the last time there was a contested election, a real one, in 2011, the party had just been walloped in the general election earlier that year and decided not to run a candidate, even though Sean Gallagher became a kind of a proxy candidate for Fianna Fáil in 2011. Mm-hmm. So I think the party will choose a candidate. It will probably happen in the autumn. But as yet, nobody has emerged. Cynthia Nuirku, whose name has been mentioned, and she would certainly be a prominent politician, but she's kind of very new, and she's just after being elected to the European Parliament. And I wonder, would she be reluctant to leave that to take a chance on a presidential election? But I'm sure that other names will come forward. I think the experience in the past is that names emerge during the course of the summer and in the early autumn that people haven't really thought about.
Right.
But once they do emerge, they prove to be strong candidates.
Well, Richard Moore said to you as well, didn't he, that if you're going to leave it that late, you'd want to have a superstar in your back pocket.
Sure. And if you look at Fianna Fáil back in 97, Mary McAleese had a very high profile and she was announced relatively late. But people knew who she was. She had been involved in the New Ireland Forum. She had been very involved with the Catholic Church at the time. So she did have a high profile and she kind of fitted the Fianna Fáil brand at the time without actually being a member of Fianna Fáil. Okay. So I suspect that Fianna Fáil, perhaps, and one or two of the other parties will go outside the party fold to take in a kind of a candidate that is kind of contiguous to the party without being fully aligned to the party.
So then, I mean, that's Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael we've touched on there. So there was a search for a left-wing consensus candidate, wasn't there? The Social Democrats and Labour. Sinn Féin were sort of in that conversation at one stage. You might just bring us up to speed as to where all of that is at.
Yeah, for Sinn Féin it's a little bit like Fianna Fáil because Martin McGuinness did very well for the party in 2011 and polled well ahead of the party's vote share at the time. Its candidate in 2018, Leon Éireadh, was not as successful, 6.4% of the vote, very disappointing. And the party has to take a decision on whether it runs a candidate or not. Several names from within the party have been mentioned. John Finucane, Michelle O'Neill, the First Minister in Northern Ireland. I would be gobsmacked if she were the candidate. I mean, she has such a role already as the First Minister in the North. To leave that for a role that is quite different would be very surprising. But they may look outside the fold, and names that have been mentioned include Frances Black, the independent senator, who would be quite Republican in her viewpoint, has a very good record on Palestine and Gaza, which would be attractive to parties of the left. Catherine Connolly, the independent TD for Galway, has also been mentioned, as indeed has my colleague Fintan O'Toole been mentioned in the dispatches here and there. We've had Linda Martin being mentioned. We have had Fergus Finlay being mentioned. So there are quite, and I'm not sure if Linda Martin is off the left, but she has been mentioned. But there are others that might be acceptable as a kind of compromise candidate for left parties. I think it will be difficult for the Labour and Social Democrats to agree a candidate with Sinn Féin, but time will tell.
Okay, what about Conor Murphy, who came down to the Senate, didn't he, in January of this year?
Yes,
Sinn Féin.
But I think he would probably have the same difficulty during the course of the campaign that Martin McGuinness had in 2011, that legacy issues will resurface and he will be asked about incidents that happened along the border when he was an MEP or an MLA for that region. And I think that that would be a difficult hurdle for him to pass, because I think people expect a certain... person to become president, and they don't want the person to have any issues that they have that I haven't fully dealt with from their past.
I thought what Richard Moore said to you was really insightful, that the Irish electorate is sophisticated and understands politics. They want somebody who will be presentable and not let the country down. The candidate has to be authentic and genuine and be able to show their qualities in the heat of the battle and under fierce media scrutiny. Party alliance, party allegiance, not so important.
No, I think people will look to the president and will look to a person, I mean, having all those qualities that Richard described.
Yeah.
And it really fits Michael D. Higgins to a T in some ways, that people are proud of him. People are proud of the way in which he has represented the country. He has actually pushed the boundaries of the presidential mandate to an almost extreme degree, but has managed to do it successfully and has retained his huge popularity with people. And people look at Michael, they talk about the presidential election, the president being above politics. Now, he is not above politics, but he is above the kind of the political sphere or fray. And that's the kind of candidate that people will look for. So if there are any flaws or if there are any controversies that dogged the candidate in the past or any lack of judgment that they showed in the past, they will be very telling against the candidate, irrespective of what party they stand
for. So would you expect us to have a clear picture now when it comes to candidates by when? August, September?
Early September, I think.
Yeah,
I think
the latest. I mean, looking at November election here.
Yeah, you're going back to the superstar thing. I think any candidate that emerges at that time will have to be really well known and really well respected, because they'll only have 6 weeks otherwise to build up a profile and to garner the trust of the electorate.
Is it your sense that we haven't mentioned the name of the future president yet? Possibly.
I think we might have, but then again, we mightn't have. Classical political correspondence answer. I think Mairead McGuinness, if she stands for Fine Gael, will give the party a very good chance of having its first ever candidate elected as president. She has a very high profile. She has done really well in European elections since 2004, and was also Ireland's European Commissioner. She will come under the same scrutiny as everybody else, and people might not think that she is a fit at the end of the day. But as of now, I think that she would probably be the strong favourite.
But the picture changes when more people emerge. And just remember that superstar line again. You know, you just never know who's going to pop up in August or September.
Yeah, and people are bandying around names at the moment. Michael Ryan, the former deputy director of World Health Organization, has been mentioned, Claire, and he would be a formidable candidate. But it's not known as if he has a scintilla of interest in pursuing that role. But that's the kind of people that parties and others are casting their mind around, trying to see if they would be willing to be candidates.
And Michael McDougall is out, isn't he?
He clearly said
he's happy where he is.
Yeah, he was a lot of speculation around him earlier, but then he ruled himself out over the past week or two, saying that he thinks he would serve the country best in his current position as a member of Seanad Éireann.
We'll have to talk about this again, Harry, I feel. Thank you so much, Harry McGee there.